growing up and a young teenager. Oof. 1 John 3rd chapter, 7th verse. If you can't stand, honor the word of God. See, somebody just, you know, something burning in you now. If you got something in you, got burning. See, the Bible says in 1 John 3:7, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. In this, children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Oh, glory. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. That's tough stuff now. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren. If the world hates you, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Say amen to God's word. You may be seated if you can. I'm going to take some time to hopefully preach and teach this from mainly out of that 10th verse. The 10th verse reads, in this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he does not love his brother. I want to preach from this subject. Who child are you? Who child are you? The text really comes alive when we seriously take a strong look at how one can determine what have he become at this point in their lives. What have you become at this stage, where you are now? What have you become in all that you've passed through? What have you become at this point? According to the text, it's vital point. It's either righteous practice or loving is what God is seeking from his people, his children. Do I allow the Spirit of God to manifest in me? Or am I still wrestling with the nature of what God has purposely delivered me from? And many of us understand there are things that we constantly wrestle with. But God has already delivered us. But still we wrestle with the very nature that God has brought us out of the old man into the newness of who he is. But we wrestle to get back. If you really give thought to it, that's what many of us have to deal with all the time. The spirit man always want to do the things of the spirit, but we wrestle with our flesh and the nature of the old man that try to have this way. So therefore, we in a struggle to try to do that which is right. But when you're determined and you're rooted in the things of God, the devil knows that it's more than a wrestle. He has to uproot those things So he has to get to the very core of the foundation, and he can't mess with Jesus. Get what I'm saying now? If Jesus is the foundation of your faith, the devil knows he can't do much there because you're rooted in the proper foundation. Many folks just rooted in going to church, skipping church, pick their time to come to church. But if you love Jesus, like you say, you got to realize this is his house. Now, y'all know, listen, y'all know practical things about this thing. There are certain people's house you enjoy going to. Am I right? You ain't got to say amen. I know it's the truth. And there's certain people's house you don't want to go to because of what goes on in that house. I don't even want to go in there. They're going to be cussing. Every time they go there, there's a fight. Make me feel uncomfortable just being in there. And Lord, ain't it nasty in there. I know I'm speaking the truth. And they had got the nerve to ask me, do I want something to drink? No, I don't want nothing to drink. They ain't look like they washed their hands since last week. The environment is as such, and the things of the house. But in the house of God, there should be pure things. Things of cleanliness. And the Bible said righteousness surfaced there. Because people of righteousness. And the Bible lets us know in order for us to be righteous and holy, we got to have God. And we ought to go after being righteous and holy. How many of you understand that what we wrestle with is an exchange of old and new things? It's an exchange. And sometimes you have to remind yourself, I'm not the same. Come on here. Because you find yourself drifting back into those things, those very things that you said God has delivered you from. And believe me or not, it's what, was that the second or third week in January now? Most New Year's resolution, them things getting very weak. Yeah. They're getting very weak. I ain't going to do nothing but eat this right here, and I'm going to get right back on my diet. I know I missed the gym the last 3 days, but I'm going tomorrow. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to Sunday school starting the first of the year. I'm going to Sunday school. But if it ain't, if you're not rooted in God, all you're doing is just making fuss. And I'm determined to understand that there's some people who are not rooted because how many know that what you're rooted in, that's what's going to be displayed? It becomes a routine. It becomes a part of who you are. It's the nature of who you are. It's common for us to walk, breathe, and move around and do things. That's part of our nature. It doesn't take an effort to do it. It doesn't take an effort because the nature of who I am, that always just it automatic displays. And people of God got to understand something. If it's not rooted in you, you trying to work it in you, it won't work. Pastor, you don't know it's just hard. No, it ain't hard. The Bible said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. So you got to understand something. I know who I'm serving. You got to know who you serve. And if you're serving God, then your life begin to line up with the things of God. How many know you get up with your mind on the things of God? Oh, I ain't preaching to myself only here this morning. Therefore, the Bible lets us know that we got to cling to the word of God and align our lives up with the word. The Bible says in James 1:22, please turn there. I'm going to show you something that we've seen this verse so many times, but people don't really understand what all this verse is talking about. In the book of James, the first chapter, beginning at the 22nd verse, it says, but be doers of the word. Let's stop right there for a minute. Be doers of the word. Now, you got to ask yourself, how much of the word do I do? Not what I sing or what I say or what I talk about, but how much of the word do I actually do? Now, you got to do self-examination because if you're looking at what somebody else does, you're trying to gauge yourself what somebody else does, you're going to mess yourself up. You got to know what the words say for yourself. And then when you know it for yourself, you convict it within yourself and grow from that conviction. Folk don't want to grow because, listen, if you're not being convicted by the word of God, you'll still stay the same old mellow tone that you've always been. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. There are hearers only. There are hearers only. Gosh, now I need. You know, they're just smooth with it, but they're still right with it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then there's somebody over there. God has called us to be unified through his word. Once you hear the word of God, we become doers of the word of God. So the word of God tells us that let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Now, I don't have to teach you that because you know the step already. So now when you come into the presence of God, you know what God is expecting from each one of us. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. So now you got one person over here, one over here, somebody out of step here, but God is saying when he's in the presence, there is liberty. There is joy all over the place for all who are partakers of what he has to offer. The Bible says, it says this. I like this. It says, deceive them, but the Bible said, be doers of the word only, deceiving yourself. See, some of us then throw ourselves for a curveball so long until we think that's all we do is just come up. Just go to church. And some people that fool themselves just come when you can. But if God has made provisions for you, isn't it worth him being giving him the time that he deserves? Now, y'all follow me here. If God has done anything for you, if he has made any provisions for you, if he has made ways for you, if he has gotten you here to this far, is he worthy of anything from you? If God done anything for you, then you ought to know that God is worthy of anything that I have to offer him. And what I give God is a display of how God, what he means to me. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and does not do it, he is like a man observing a natural face in the mirror. For he observed himself go away and immediately forget what kind of man he was. Some people forget how good God is. How can you ever forget how good God is? You don't have to look far to see how good God is. Look at yourself that you're here in the number. And God said, you know, God is still good to me. Not that I've done everything right either. Don't fool yourself. At some point, at some time, something is going to manifest and be displayed. At some point, you who are really understanding the word of God, something is changing and going to come to the surface. Sometimes it's beneath that word that some things have to come to the surface and begin to show. Your private time going to show up at some point. If you ain't did nothing with the Lord all week, don't expect for the Lord to show up on Sunday. Just because you say, Lord, I'm here now. Bless me. But somebody know about praying all last week. Somebody remember when you prayed in the midnight hour. Somebody remember when tears were just rolling down your face. Somebody remember when I was praying and driving in my car. Somebody got to remember when I looked at the bills I had and my money, I didn't have enough, and God made provision. But now I'm on the surface, and on Sunday morning, when the people of God get together, we all can rejoice knowing that the same God who brought me through all of this, he's still holding on to me. The proof. Let no one deceive you, the Bible says. Don't let them trick you. Don't let people fool you. But they're acting like, but they're really not. The only way you'll know is by the Spirit. Even the Bible lets us know that, listen, man look on the outer part, but God looks at the heart. Y'all follow me here? Man look at that and say, oh, they got the Holy Ghost. No, they just dancing, having a good time. They just changed the music. They just doing a different kind of shuffle. The proof is what you are showing. You will display your nature.
Look out, man. Look out.
Christians that don't have, at some point, a smile and a persona that that really resonate that what God is in them is coming out of them. Some people that they met, like, you wonder, what did I do to you? Was it me? Tell me, what did I do? Listen, I don't deserve what you've been through to get what you got now. Amen, somebody. You don't know what I've been through. No, but I wasn't responsible. Why am I getting it? Come on here, somebody. I wasn't there. Come on, somebody. Now, don't give me something that you got, something happened to you back there, and you bringing it here now, and it's just all over you. How many know that we got to put things in perspective and understand that I am living for what it is right now? I'm forgetting those things behind me. Paul said, I'm reaching. The proof is what we are showing. You will display your nature. That who you are, your loyalty will soon show up in your practice. I'm going to get on some of my leaders in our church right now.
Look out.
You ain't showing no loyalty. You show up and work every night, and that don't amount to a hill of beans. I'd rather have a person who's loyal to what they do. If they say the loyalty, Pastor, you can depend on me to move that plant every Sunday from this place to that place. You can depend on me. Don't trick me and try to think you love the Lord so much that I'm available to be used for the things of God. You got to make a conscious decision. Say, I'm not doing it for man. I'm doing it for the glory of God, and I'm servicing man. See, people understand something. They think they're doing something for man, but you're doing it for the kingdom of those who operate within the kingdom, and you service one another. How many know that? That's why the Bible said we got to learn how to love one another. You out there trying to do things, but you can't love one another. Your thing's going to work out, going to soon feather out. I ain't fussing. I'm preaching. If you intend to live holy and righteous life, if that's your aim, the Bible says in 1 Peter 1:14, as obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you holy, you also be holy in your conduct. I'm holy because my daddy called me to be holy. And in some churches, people don't want you to call them sanctified. You know, we used to be a time, they from a sanctified church. I hope and pray all our churches are sanctified and set apart and holy. Hallelujah. This is the place, this is where we are. We're in a holy environment. And anything that's not of God, we dismiss it. Hallelujah. Because we are holy nation. Am I preaching the truth? Are you getting anything from that? Because let me tell you something, people of God. You can be hearers of the word and don't understand it and still go out and be the same. But somebody in this room are determined to make the right turn and do the right thing. And without making excuses or trying to compel others, what they're doing has got a reason for it. Just do better. Just do better. The Bible even said, the Lord said, draw nigh unto me, and I draw nigh unto you. You want more of me? Just come closer. Just move in my direction. Just come closer to me. Come on. You want to be more like me? Just come closer to me. I ain't saying you just got to come to church, but when you get closer to me, guess what? You find yourself in church.
Amen.
Draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. When God draws nigh to us, he brings righteousness and love with him. So we reciprocate that very thing that God has given us, we give it to others. Ooh, reciprocation. Reciprocation. That's called reciprocation. You're getting it back. You want to do good, you want good to come, you start doing good to other people. You go out of your way and do good. Them boys ain't understand. Man, why I got to hold this door up here and let people come through? Because let me tell you something, boys. One day, somebody going to have to hold that door for you. Lord's willing, one day you don't. I know you can't see it now, Chris. I know you can't see it now, Canaan. I know, RJ, you can't see it now. I know y'all, you can't see it now, but one day, boy, you gonna, them legs going to get still. Reciprocation comes in also in the things of God. God did for us. Let's do unto him. Hallelujah. God automatically put some things in place to take care of us that we take sometime for granted. You don't have to have a house to live in. You don't have to have clothes on your back. And you don't have to have, you don't have to go far to look for evidence to find out that you are blessed. You just look, you just walk up and down the street. As you drive, the people got signs up, people on the highway trying to get a ride. There are many of us who understand God has been mighty good. He's been a reciprocation. And Lord, now that I fully understand the nature of who you are, I understand why I'm the way I am. I don't know why I love you. I never thought it would get this way, that I love God the way I love him. It's because I know now what he's already done for me, and I owe him this. My dog bigger than your dog. My dog smarter than yours. My dad stronger than your dog, your dad. You know? The reciprocation. Man, when I was coming up, you had your father image and the image of parenthood in front of you. Many of you know what I'm talking about. It was right there in front of you. You didn't have to seek out parenting. It was there. It was in the home. It was there. It was in place. Mama and dad in place. And the reciprocation of the product of who we become. Now listen at this. If you didn't have, if you are not fortunate enough to have both, you'd be the best parent where you are. And the reciprocation of what you, what the better things that you're doing will show up in your product. Now when your children go out, you say, that's my boy. Hallelujah. That's my child there. But then there were sometimes when even parents say, that's your child there. As if he can't belong to me. Are y'all following what I'm saying? That's your boy. That's your daughter. God looking around in the church right now, which one of y'all belong to me? Where my child at? And you know the Bible lets us know, you will know them by the fruit they bear. So if you ain't bearing no fruit, all you doing is just gathering and ain't bearing nothing. You got to wonder, who is your daddy? Oh, follow me now. I'm just preaching to you what the scripture said. The Bible lets us know that who is your daddy is based upon your righteousness and your love. Some people can't love nobody but those who love them. And love them your way. Oh, man, I done messed my page up. Man, all of it's gone. Huh? Brother said, I don't need it. I need a little help, though, you know. But are you getting this? Because, see, the key of worship and the key of hearing the word of God is not so much in the presentation but what you receive. Amen. You know, I remember the times I used to preach, boy, and I used to have my little hoop and have a little stuff going on. No. Music, ding, ding, you know, just be going, buddy. But you leave out here just as empty as you can be. Let's look at verse 9. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Now, I got some bass on that now, Julius. Whoever has been born of God does not sin. Let me give you some clarification here. The Bible simply saying you don't live a sin life. You remember sin life. When we talked about no Jesus on your mind, that's a sin life. When you in the bed right now, hallelujah. You know what, Brother Cherry? I just look over there at you, man, and I just bring me back to Cranford. We know about Cranford. Yeah. You know, it was this time of morning on Sunday, or this time of day on Sunday, you might go up, might go to the cafeteria and get lunch. You might. Because it depends on your night. Yeah. Everybody, you know. That's why it says, whoever has been born of God does not stay in that sin life. For his seed remains in him. The seed of God remains in us. So now our nature has changed. Now we will sin. But the nature of who we are bring us back to let the devil know that that's not who I am. That was a sinful act, but that's not who I am. And that's why we ask God to forgive us. Because we have a greater seed now that lives in us. Now catch what the word it says here. It says, for his seed remains in him and he cannot sin. In other words, you can't let that sin go by without addressing it. You do something like that and you find yourself, oh, Lord, I feel so bad about what I just did. But how many remember when you can do something, go about your business? Didn't have no concern, no remorse, didn't care. You can leave them there half dead if you want to, but I don't care. Because I ain't had no seed of God in me. But now that the seed of God in me, I'm concerned about the very things that I bring havoc to myself and others around me. Am I preaching to you the truth? The Bible said, this is where we're going to finish right here, in the 10th verse. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifested. Manifested. If you got the devil in you, it's going to show up. If you got Christ in you, it's going to show up. It's going to manifest. The devil himself is a trickster. He's a deceiver. He's deception. He tried to look like God, but sooner or later his horns showed up. But when God was revealed, the Bible says it like he revealed himself and came down and dwelt among men and became flesh. And when he was the righteousness of God was all on, he told miracles among us. He made water, turn water into wine. He told the dead man to get up from the grave. He told the lame man, you can walk. And the dumb man, he could talk. He did all miraculous things to show that he is God. He revealed himself to mankind to let us know that all things are possible. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. He let us know individually now all things are possible. How do I know? Because I got a witness of what the word of God said, that what he's already done. And listen, I can be a living testimony to my brothers and sisters that the Lord can heal your body. I can be a living testimony that the Lord can bring you up out of the muck and mire. I can be a living testimony that the Lord can put food on your table and put clothes on your back. Do I have anybody in here who can understand what I'm trying to preach to you, to understand the nature of who I am has changed? I'm a child of the living God. Songwriter say, I'm not the same. I'm not the same anymore. My life has been totally changed. Since when? Since Jesus. Since Jesus. Well, what did Jesus do? Jesus came into my life. He took residence in me. He seated himself in me. He impregnated me with his spirit. Now the joy of the Lord is what I am. When I want peace, I go to the one who's able to give me peace. When I have any needs, I can go to him and I can ask my father. My daddy is rich with houses and land. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm a child of the God, of the one who the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He's the joy and the greater I am. He's the peace in the midst of trouble. He can comfort me when I feel like I'm down. This is my Father. And he's manifesting himself. He's manifesting himself. He's manifesting himself. He's displaying him in me. Are you with me? Because if you're not manifested by God, then you're being manifest by the devil. The Bible says even when the children of God came together and the angels came together, he came together, the devil came with them. So believe me, the devil in church. Ooh, glory, hallelujah. What are you wrestling against? The devil, the flesh, the very thing that God said, praise me, and the devil say, sit down. You ain't got nothing to praise God for. What he done for you, hallelujah. Look at yourself. You ain't worth nothing, but I'm here to let the devil know I'm not what I think I might should be, but I praise God and bless his holy name that I am what I am. Hallelujah. I belong to him. I put it right there and let the devil know no weapon formed against me gonna prosper. I'm a child of the Most High King. I'm trying to pump it into somebody. I want somebody to get pumped up for Jesus. Think about your daddy and who he is. He's always doing something. My mama used to tell me, said, son, she said, now you want to really do something for your children. She was telling me about what her daddy used to do. She said, she used to come home, this daddy used to come home out the field. And he having them big pockets of him, and them big hands. And he'd be reaching his pocket. Daddy, what you buy me? What you got me? Somebody can follow me. Daddy, what you bring me home? What you got for me? You met all these children trying to get in your pocket. What you got for me? And sometime he wouldn't have, she said, a little piece of peppermint. And one of them get that peppermint. They skip it. Look what daddy brought me. And be showing it to the other. So my mom used to tell me, say, when you come home sometime, just have something for your children. Just have something for them. Ain't got to be nothing much. But you know what the important part is? Daddy thought about me. And brought me something. See, that's how I see Jesus. When I woke up this morning, he brought me something. Hallelujah. I was able to understand. My thoughts still lined up. He brought me something. I was able to get up and stand up. I said, Lord, you brought me something. I opened up my eyes. Hallelujah. Oh, I'll get a little preach now if you want me to. And the Lord did my eyes open again. I said, the Lord brought me a little something. Do I have a witness in here? I looked over there and my wife was still there. The Lord brought me something. Hallelujah, somebody. Then when I looked around in my house and my house was still standing, the Lord brought me something. I was able to get out in my automobile and drive here. I said, Lord, you keep on giving over and over and over and over again. And because of how good you are, I'm going to reciprocate to you. Just like mama said, they used to hug their daddy around the leg. Whatever I got, God, I'm going to give it to you. And sometime when these young ones hug you, can't you feel the love? You can feel it all in the street. They're giving you all you got. Look at you. You got strength. More than what you ever thought you had. You got strength. Offer it to God. Tell him thank you. Give him all you got. Say, Lord, I'm giving all I have. Because you my daddy. You my daddy. Finally, that last verse got his last verse so powerful. Whoever hates his brother. You reading this 15th verse? Whoever hates his brother is a what? Liar and a murderer. And you know that no murderer or liar has eternal life. That's what the word says now. Get it right. Who child are you? Who child are you? There are things that we've done. We put our parents to open shame. Yes. Say what you want. We did. But we learned to do better. Some of us ought to be at that place now to understand, I know who my dad is, and I'm not going to put him to open shame. I will do better and be better as he has trained me in his word. I understand the instructions that he's put before me. How many of you are still doing some things right now the way your mom and granddaddy showed you? Yeah, because they trained you, didn't they? They trained you how to do it. Sit to that table and sit up, shut up. Don't bring them toys to the table. Amen. One of my grands crying this morning because she couldn't bring something to church with her. I'm just going to play with it in the car. It ain't that important. You can get back and play with it. Amen. Papa ain't trying to be mean. He's just trying to train you. Prioritize. Put what's, you played all day yesterday. Nobody said a word. Play. Matter of fact, I even encourage you. Go play. Are y'all following me here? Go play. In other words, go around for me. Go play. Our God is so awesome. And he's given us these mighty instructions. And it pleases him. It pleases him that we're obedient to his instruction. Because then he can manifest himself the things he has in store for us. Only his children. His mercy is among all men. But there are things that are placed for the children of righteousness that only come through obedience. Amen. If you receive that, tell God thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.